The New York Times article cites unnamed sources in the American intelligence community who claim that the five detainees include a Pakistani army major who copied the license plate numbers of cars visiting bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad in the weeks leading up to the May 2nd U.S. raid. Pakistani military spokesman Brigadier General Saeed Azmat Ali emphasized that no Pakistani military personnel have been detained in relation to the Abbottabad raid.
We categorically deny that any such or any army officer was arrested in connection with this.
The military spokesman did confirm that there have been arrests in the wake of the May 2nd raid, but he would not clarify what the charges were or whether those being held were being prosecuted, as the Times article claims, because they assisted the CIA.
Yes, there have been arrests after the incident has happened. I can't give you the details of arrest because anyone involved with that locality or that compound, they were arrested, and they're the basically arrest we are talking about, and they are under investigation, and some of them might be cleared.
According to the New York Times, CIA Director Leon Panetta raised the issue of the detained Pakistani informants when he visited Islamabad last week. The Abbottabad raid, along with other recent incidents, has increased pressure on the Pakistani military, both internationally and domestically. The accusations against Pakistan's military range from complicity in extremist activity to outright incompetence, despite its massive budget. The onslaught of criticism of the military is virtually unprecedented here and has plunged the country into a seemingly endless state of crisis. For retired General Talat Masood, the military, the intelligence services, and the government are responding to the situation poorly. He says they should be more proactive rather than simply trying to save face, particularly in responding to the fact that bin Laden was able to hide out in Pakistan.
We have to see whether Pakistan intelligence services are trying to find out as to how he was living here, what were the sources of his support. But the government, the military leadership and the intelligence leadership seems to be more concerned about their image. They should not be, because the best way of preserving your image is by trying to confront the weaknesses, if there are any, rather than trying to cover them up.
There have also been calls for action from U.S. authorities, who, according to the Times article, are frustrated that the Pakistanis seem more concerned with damage control in the wake of the bin Laden raid than actually pursuing the leads that the raid produced. Phil Lintner, VOA News, Islamabad.